Klal Yisrael is all about kiyuv, relationships, connecting. Shabbos makes a difference in all the Mishra'ilot. All the rules, the oil, each one is by himself. But competing with other way around. Because both who teach their goal is Shemayim Yimav, something beyond human comprehension. Paul gave us a tool to in this kind of Takodish Pohu, to connect Takodish Pohu to the Tayyar Tradition. Like it says in Goran Rabba, it's Tal Shokim Ego is Odin, Shokim Kodim Elo, Hashem and Mekayim, Kota Ego Elo. There's no great nation like Takodish Pohu who's close to Hashem. Whenever we call out to him, he's there. Rabbi Yitzchak Stephen said, you see, by the way, Kroiva, we are like, Takodish Pohu is Rafa Kroiva. But the Zohar is Kroiva, it's right here. You have your Zohar in your living room, in the palm of your hand, wherever you want it. It's all over the place. You're talking about the Loyan. Very close. Both who are up in the Kodah. The Kodah spoke of the Yochum in upper heavens, lofty heavens. The Kodah is denying, he stands up and talks out and thinks about what he's doing. The Kodah, the Kodah spoke of the Shema Filo. It says, Shemea Filo, Otecha Kodah. That is what it's all about. The world of Avodah Zohar, and our Avodah Zohar, that's the only things that are so close. He has his machines and the constantly interacting with his life. But when he comes down to it, it's just swallowing up his whole life. It's not something real. He gets sucked into the virtual world, not the world of real relationship. Avidikah, that even natural relationship doesn't happen over with his family. It's not, it doesn't happen. I was speaking to a guy who was teaching this. Is any extra help? This is a behavioral practitioner. He used to be, I found chutzpah. Teenagers, not mature, they don't respond properly. He says, wait a minute, I don't have them.
Why not?
He said, because they used to interact, now they're so involved in themselves. They don't even have the challenge of the hook. Somebody's supposed to predict it. Something's going on. That's what it is. The world is everybody disconnecting from one another in the real sense. And just all the connections, social. They talk about social things. Well, there's no social, there's nothing going on. He's showing him, exposing himself, no one's exposing himself. There's no relation going on. If I ask the other way around, sometimes look far away, but if it goes both himself in some abstract concept, or even a Jew which is far away, physically, conceptually, ideologically, Hashem is close to us and we're close to one another. You can't be Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu. His essence is something that human mind cannot understand. Limited ability of understanding. However, the same issue, the same of course, you know, everything we do, everything we say, but in that Shekhan Ben Tav, the prince is rapid in the return, weakens in Lima Tav, stops the connection between the Makkadosh Baruch Hu and the divine Shefa coming down. It stops, it strengthens his Lima Tav, the other way around. Strengthens the divine connection. The person has to feel responsibility to himself, the whole world. That's the entire world. And it says, in the Moran Chagiga, Kosh Boko Zoyza, and so there's an able to learn in the Mina. The fear comes from a feeling of loss. So there's Nisra upon us, and the person cries, because he lost. The close relationship is not there anymore. That's the way it was before. The fear of Kosh Boko also represents the idea that his desire to interact with us, not coming about, or not taking advantage of the opportunity he gave us to return the relationship to build up the relationship. That's what it is. Rashi, the Chukrifa says, I'm going to go to Rochag the Oyni Musa Gay. The Eshel HaSidah. You can't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But our Tzvila is a very close thing. You see, Shana Menin is Tzvila Seidu on my Eshel Kibot. Shana, the very good time is to bring Shom. The person puts effort into a mitzvah, he feels close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The other was that, we have to realize, we're close to Hashem is way above us. He's a lofty God, and says, "Lots of love of Rashi brings." It's the last of him, it's the last of the state of him. A tiger being both in Gan Eden, ever we can. Too close to the Kanasi Kodesh Baruch Hu, coming up and enjoying the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, together with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Though he desires that he desires that he desires that he desires that he won't be able to shake enough from him, but even so, Yoko looks at who did he then? He will remember, he won't be in awe. Kind of like the eating of Kanasi. So the tremendous closeness to that Kodesh Baruch Hu between us, close and lovely, but we'll always be clear that Hashem is way above us for nothing but Kodesh Baruch Hu. Desire, this tension between Him and us, an amazing thing. And that's what he says, the Torah is full of this, full of one another. It's the end of the Torah. Where is it? The Sifa revolves for us. It's in our own heart, our own mouth. We just have to reveal that. That's the natural connection we have. Hashem. Ashur and Nath, whatever mother was able, that's never, Shemayoya, Ogam, Akira, the princess, and nobody knew. And the king loved her very much, the king had somebody he loved very much, he would always be back. And when this person would come in, the princess would stand in front of him, serve him. The Nath said that, see how much I love you, the only one who I let my daughter have contact. That's what Gosh Bo says, he's girl, you're so beloved to me. There's nobody in the Kaviyoko palace that's Maki the Torah. He gave that for the Tzaklag Yisrael. He says, never in the Eina Kofar. I said, but this lady in Yucha, Kodeh Lech Adonah. So that's the special thing every Jew has to feel on this special time of the year. Feel how special we are. We are only eating the Kodesh Bo who revealed the Kilvi Yisrael, whether it be Atfilas, whether it be Zalim Ratzayah, the special gifts that Kodesh Bo gave to us. You have to appreciate how special we are, how we have to develop that relationship, and how much we could have much deeper casual gospel if we haven't been committed. He says that a person who first time in his life starts learning Gemara, he's surprised to see the Gemara's involved in very mundane things. An ox goes a cow, he's carrying all kind of technical, physical things. That's the way you get close to God. It's a ponder, all kind of high spiritual capitalistic ideas. But it was a tiny thing, that's not true. There's no factor of life that is not enlightened. Chokhmah of Kodesh Bo. Stop feeling like this. Piece after piece of Gemara. Gemara is revealing. Rabbi Hashem, what should be done this? I'm getting to have a clear, authoritative recognition of the sinness of Kodesh Bo. That's guilt. I always say that's how important it is in every relationship to get to know the one that you have a relationship with. Sometimes have husband and wife, if you met at the wrong time. And the husband really never learns what's important to his wife, what's not important to his wife, what makes her happy, what makes her sad. He's too busy not understanding what this makes her happy instead of just accepting this makes her happy. Yeah. You have to understand why. You have to appreciate it. Is it something important to her? Who says it's important? To her it's important. You can convince her it's not important about the shop. If you can't, then just go with it. And I know somebody who's been coming for years and years. Trying to listen to help and this. Instead, it's struggling, always trying to be so good to his wife. His wife's always saying she doesn't need it, she doesn't want it. And he's upset that she's not appreciating all the good things. She's upset that he's doing the things she doesn't want. And he says, so stop listening to your wife. She says she doesn't want it. Tell her, I really love to do you, but if you don't want it, then sure. And he started doing that, and it's only a few weeks later. The whole relationship started learning. What the other person is, well, what they desire, they don't desire. Just because I like it, many people say to them, like, oh, I like chocolate, because I mean, they like chocolate, maybe they like the vanilla. Yeah. So, I go to school, but it's like every piece of Torah we learn, we're getting another revelation of what is the way Hashem wants the world to be loved. This facet, another facet, the third thing, so little by little, we're building up our Torah of Kodesh Bo's world and his values. He says, the dream also to have a God, many don't believe in God. But then, it's not something you know, get in a relationship. It's something you worship and you hope will bring you good. There's no intimate contact. You go make the ceremonies and sing and dance, or whatever you do, bow down. But the other external things are not the focus. The focus is the shamanistic quiet. Not talking at that. Talking about how to spoke. Says, the person says that. The person says, mother, you're the Satan. Any year of meditation, Kodesh Sabun, he's not one to be a thousand to wear clothes. Oh, I'm wearing shoes. Then that's that how he goes. I pose it, and you overly worn over the down, man, the external thing. That's the opposite of it. It's true. In the Chiddush, in Shmodeshe, he's supposed to address in the passion, but in the big attention. If you wouldn't say it, maybe you wouldn't do it. That's what you do have. It's a certain level of making this, great minor talking to Kodesh Bo, that is the other way to do it. But to make a whole fuss of that, whole external thing, and focus on that, and all the ceremonial things, that is really not the depth of the Torah. Even the concept of the rule of everything is something also that's some theoretical concept, which is far away from us. שיר מצווה, מצווה, אנחנו נזכור כשבל ולשעות ללמוד. הרמב"ם מתרגם ומחיקרים, נסתר, אף פי שיש לנו יצר, אחת אלו תודה לי בכל דיון אנשיות, as part of the, עיקר אמון עשה ישראל, not push off the end of time, it's an unknown time, we're going, some is not relevant, some is not relevant, some is not relevant, we know that it could potentially happen any second. That's how close we are. Even though we're in Golis, Hashem is with us. It can happen any second. So someone showed me the article about Mika Miller in his sharp fashion. He pointed out in the Brichas Lam Al Shini, which is the brother of Jews who are Zayin or trying to disconnect us from our Atoya business. As the brother has the word Mehavet most times, four times in English. That's what they say. Mehavet. Same idea. Sometimes it looks, wow, a bunch of words are, what's going to be? Tefillah is not that. 100 years you should take it away. Hey, it's tomorrow. So, why not? No reason why it should happen. The more we turn to the Mishpoku, and the Chal says, the more we really feel that it's totally in the hands of that gives the power to the Tefillah that we say. And sanctuary actually, before we go up and stop expecting it. This Noyzeh, after they learn that, that's what we start off. After, you are the only one. Very love and that. Only Yaakov and Shmuel, nobody else can help. That makes it more clear. And you know, you're so sure. The saying of, well, for Lenu, what we see, Mishpura, Hamas, and Gula, the thing. There's nobody that can make this happen other than Yaakov and Shmuel. It's a very nice avoid it working there. Not in this time of year, but in the sort of time. It seems to be the opposite. Everything is glad you should have. I'm Kurdoy, the nation that is so close to us, and Kurdoy, you should also love it. And now we have to feel. There is a reason, and that's it. But in the avoda of feeling the result, you have to try to strengthen. And the fear is the level of risk that one goes. And not let the goals deter from forming a deep kill with that ocean. That's the thing that brings the guru. The thing that brings the guru is when a person is taken such out of the ghost mindset is what can I do? We're detached, working with the guru, and who knows what? Everything's abstract, everything's not real. The avoda now is making as real as possible. They can grow up with that feeling, they can much more, feel more, even though I'm in college and there is a reason. I want to feel close in Hashem, and I can express it. My feel of Kavona. I haven't made any problems with Kaparan, at least I'm thinking that this is only telling me about this role, but I know how much you want to do it for me. You want me to show you how much I feel, and I'm in your hands. As an act of showing that I'm taking myself out of the house, from that mindset, as it brings us out. For them, I'm going to feel also three things. Hashem says, as if you redeemed me yourself from ghosts. I say, the person is master of his tefillah, master of his tefillah. I tell you, he's taking himself out of ghosts. But that's what ghosts are all about. Exposed to our value system, does not value. Forget about tefillah, this for sure not. Doesn't value the elevated dignity, greatness of humanity. And the dignity and the greatness of humanity is the fact that the physical being makes us by us using this time to show ourselves and give a chance to myself to show more. As a real feel, I'm davening, like I said, not opening one or two brothers and shmoneh, totally putting myself and the whole world in the hands of those folk. This is how you, the only one who can help me through in your hands. You're listening to me, turning to you because I know you're the one that makes it happen and will make it happen. I'm taking myself out of the goals. God will show you the struggle of this thing. Challenging, I'm going to have to convince you that you should.